Good morning. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. It is Easter Sunday morning for those of you who observe the holiday in the Christian faith. Happy Easter to you and to all of you out there. Have a happy day. I hope you're up and at it. It's going to be a nice day, and we're kind of turning the corner with all this snow, which is pretty darn nice. Again, I'm Susie Jones, and we're going to talk all things health this hour. Charlie Weiss is at our helm this morning. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning, Susie. I'm good this morning.
Good. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Good.
Thank you.
It's a very holy time of year. It's a very holy, Ramadan, Passover, Easter.
Big Abrahamic religions, all celebrate around the spring.
Abrahamic, that is a highbrow kind of thing to say on a Sunday morning. I don't know. I've never heard it, and I've been alive 61 years. Yeah. But that's, that's fine.
I'm starting to think we play Staying Alive at the start of every health show.
I love that.
It was serendipitous. I'm like, you know what? That kind of fits the theme.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we're going to talk about poison control this morning, how to stay alive, how to avoid death if you can. Not easy. Sometimes it just creeps up on you, old death. But we're going to talk about life and staying alive. And we've invited to the program on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Samantha Lee. And Samantha is Director of Minnesota Poison Control System. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for popping on with us. And so grateful on this early Sunday morning.
Good morning, Susie and Charlie. Yes, thank you so much for inviting me to be on here, and happy Easter.
Yes, yes. Well, I know we're kind of coming off National Poison Control and Poison Awareness Week, but we just always think it's a good idea to bring this to people's attention because there's a lot of potential danger areas that people often don't even know about in their own home, whatever that might be. Charlie and I were talking before the break about what potential hazards are just around these days or could be around depending on who you visit. This is a time of visiting. He had a friend who had, I know we're talking about humans, but he had a dog. The friend had a dog who ate a whole bunch of gummies with THC in them. And that was, terrifying for the owner of the pet. But, if you had a kid who was at a party for Easter or some other gathering, that's a potential hazard. What does a person do when they hit that emergency and they're like, and the panic sets in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the thing with our National Poison Prevention Week, which was last week, the 17th to the 23rd, was when your unexpected happens, we're here for you 24/7. So like you said, a lot of time we certainly don't plan for any of these to happen. So whether, it's, you're at grandparents for Easter, or you have friends come over, or just daily, at home, when you have things around, whether it's, medications or cleaners or, even shampoo, conditioner, if someone gets into them and you're just not quite sure what's going on, what to do, just call the Poison Center. The 1-800-222-1222 number is free. It's available 24/7, 365, and it's always staffed by a specially trained poison specialist. And for us, these are pharmacists who are the expert who will be able to help you.
Great. And we want to remind our listeners this morning, at any time listening to our conversation and they have a question, if you're listening right now, the phone number to call for the next hour is 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. And we're talking to Sam Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control System in Hennepin County, about Poison Control Week and any other question that you may have regarding poison and the potential for a lot of different hazards in your house. One thing that also jumped out at me, Sam, was a lot of people at different ages in life have many different prescriptions. So maybe you have something you take in the morning, something you take at night, and you have a person that may have taken something they didn't mean to. Is that a common call, and talk about what you do in that situation?
Yeah, we actually get almost two-thirds of our calls are for pharmaceutical drugs, and a good portion of those are involved with calls are due to medication errors. So it's whether you get up in the morning and you accidentally grab your spouse's medications instead of yours, where you are trying to get all the kids going, giving their medications, and you give them the wrong meds, or you have the wrong dose, you were so busy you accidentally took two instead of one. And what happens is when you call the poison center, our poison specialists, who are pharmacists, will be able to go through your medications with you and get a little bit more background on you about your age, your weight, any other medications you're on, and talk you through what you might expect based on the medications that you took. And depending on the situation, if it's safe to watch at home, we'll certainly advise that and follow and help you monitor for potential symptoms. But there are some medications where even a double dose for taking the wrong medication can be concerning. And if needed, we would refer you to the healthcare setting to be monitored, so to make sure you are safe.
Again, the number to call if you have a question for our guest this hour is 651-461-9226. Again, it is 651-461-9226. We're talking to Sam Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control Systems, about potential hazards in your house. And if something happens, what should you do? We'll take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll get to your questions and more of my questions after this on News Talk 830 WCCO on our Health Hour. And welcome back. It is 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning. Hope everyone is well this morning, up and at 'em, getting ready for whatever it is they have planned for the day. I will be heading to Austin, Minnesota for a traditional spaghetti dinner for Easter. How about that? 651-461.
Is that traditional?
No, it's okay. Not. Traditional is ham and potatoes. That's generally Easter dinner. At least I don't
heard
know.
Lamb as well.
Lamb.
In some places.
Some places. Yeah. I love lamb. We're eating. We're talking about getting together with family and friends. Sometimes when you have everybody over, nobody's watching the kids, and they can get into things a lot of times. And we're talking about poison control and prevention. And we have on our news lines Samantha Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control System in Hennepin County. Our number, I'm going to say it again, is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Sam, thanks for sticking around with us. Happy to have you on this Easter morning, getting up so very early.
Of course. I'm excited for a little bit more chat.
Well, good. Want to make sure we let listeners know they can ask you questions. But before we get to some of those, I wanted to ask you about first steps. So, for example, when I was little, I was always into things. And I've had my stomach pumped. I've taken charcoal pills. So what are the first steps a person should take if they believe that they have eaten something poisonous?
You know, I think the first step they should do is actually call the poison center before you do anything else. Sometimes people feel they need to do something right away, whether it's inducing vomiting. But what the poison specialist will be able to do is to really assess the situation and tell you what's the safest thing to do. And sometimes that might be simply as drinking some water, or if you got something on your skin, just washing it off with soap and water. But it's always good to chat with our poison experts first, so you do what would be the best for the situation.
Has it changed much, the remedies? I mean, obviously I mentioned, you know, inducing vomiting, the charcoal pills. Does that still in existence to recommend having a charcoal pill?
Not for the home setting. But in the emergency room, in some of the ambulances, depending on the substance taken and the time, sometimes the activated charcoal may be recommended to just help bind up some of the substance ingested. But of course, that's always best to be used under our professional advice.
Again, 651-461-9226. We are talking about poison control and this being this time of year, do you find, like you mentioned earlier, that two-thirds of the calls you get are pharmaceutical? What are the others?
Yeah, so the other things are really things we find around the house. So our top substances that were non-drugs that we received last year were household cleaners. So anything that could be on the countertop, underneath in the kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, cosmetics and personal care items. So that could be anything from shampoo, conditioner, to makeup, to face lotions that would be on, you know, many of our bathroom countertops, alcohol, foreign bodies, toys, silica gel packets, and pesticides. So really, these are things that are just common around the home that could just be sitting around.
Yeah, I wondered about when you mentioned the, well, the little tablets for either your laundry soap or your dish soap, particularly laundry. They're quite colorful and soft. I know they've done, tried to do a better job of sort of differentiating that that's not a pretty thing to eat, but that happens too. You see that?
Yeah, we do. Those laundry pods and dishwashing detergent. Like you said, some of them are colorful. So to a little two-year-old, that looks like a little jelly block that they can chew on. So we do get calls, especially when parents are busy trying to do household chores and watching the kids. You know, if you have, you know, the habit of putting a laundry pot on top of your laundry as you're getting things together, sometimes kids are just curious and they walk by and see it and they'll grab it. So it does happen. But, you know, typically they will do okay, but always good to give the poison center a call to talk through the situation.
651-461-9226. That is the number to call. Our guest is Samantha Lee. She is director of Minnesota Poison Control Systems on this Sunday morning, this Easter Sunday morning. Reminding you, if you do have a question about a situation that you may have been in or are in or are trying to avoid getting into, this is an opportunity to talk to Samantha about some of the different things that they've seen, as well as things you might have that are not obvious. What are things that have surprised you or surprised folks at the poison control system? Have you gotten strange calls over the years?
We certainly do, but I think what's the most surprising is how simple things around the home could be an issue. And so I would say probably one of the things in the recent years that I thought was a surprise are those water bead toys that kids often play with. And the concern with those is they can potentially expand when a child ingests it and could potentially cause obstruction and issues in the intestine. And so that's a very surprising one over the years to see that become more of a problem. With little kids getting into them.
What is a water bead?
They're the little beads where they start really tiny, like a little pal, like almost like a vegetable seed. And when you soak them in water, they'll expand up to often to a marble size. But there are ones that could potentially even go up to the size of a ping pong ball or a racquetball. So often kids play with them because they're kind of a sensory toy for them to work with their hands. But, of course, as we know, kids love to put things in their mouth. So a lot of times that does end up being ingested.
Yeah. I had my son now is 30, but when he was young, we were driving to Wisconsin for the holidays. And they were in the back and we were driving and he said something about medicine. My son did. And he drank an entire bottle of children's Tylenol. He got out. I mean, my bad. Obviously, it wasn't shut well enough. But, I mean, seriously, like the panic sets in and, you know, you drive 100,000 miles an hour to get somewhere. And, I mean, it is a terrifying thing when you hit that spot where you realize oh my goodness, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. And that's why the Poison Center's there. I think one unique fact that about the Poison Center is we are often able to help prevent an unnecessary visit to the hospital by calling us. And so when we get a call from a home setting, over 90% of the calls we get can be safely managed at home. So this really will help people, especially if you are traveling 100 miles away, avoid unnecessary trips to the hospital. And the Poison Center just help advise how to safely manage that exposure at home.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it obviously didn't occur to me at the time. We did drive to the hospital, and basically, in this case anyway, we just had we just were up all night, obviously, because the medicine in such a little body kind of kept him awake, which is interesting, because I would have thought it would have knocked him out. But I suppose in different ways, looking at how poison or a mishap can affect a body is very different, right? Depending on age or you tell me.
I mean, yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, age, a person's weight, how much they took, how long ago they took it before they go in for help. There's so many variables that can happen when a poison mishap happens. And that's why it's the best to call the Poison Center, because I think one of the things that a lot of people do first is get on their phone and start Googling. And then when you start Googling, there's just so much information on the internet that it's hard to tell what is the appropriate information for the situation. So rather than wasting time trying to figure it out on your own, I would say call the Poison Center, and within just a few minutes, you'll be able to get what you need to know and get a peace of mind.
How many calls do you get a year, roughly?
We usually get about up to about 60,000. So our Poison Center actually covers Minnesota and North Dakota and South Dakota. So it's, you know, our Poison Center stays busy, and people use us because they know they can get the fastest and the most up-to-date and accurate information.
All right, very good. We're going to take our second break here. It is 7:30 on a Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, the end of March, March 31st, 651-461-9226. Again, if you're listening and just popping on, our guest is Samantha Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control Systems in the Hennepin County area, and again, serving Minnesota and North Dakota with their 1-800 number. When we come back, we'll get to some of your calls and texts after this on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back for the last half hour of our health hour. My name is Susie Jones. Charlie Weiss at the helm on this Easter Sunday. Got a text, Charlie, from a listener who says, "Happy Easter from a Spam Town listener." That would be Austin, Minnesota. Spam
True.
Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And graduated from Austin High School in 76 and wondered about our family choice to have spaghetti. Writes, huh? Not a Cure 81 ham? So, to my point, ham is, you know.
Do you always have spaghetti? Is that like a family tradition?
I would say that Kathy introduced it, as it is an easier choice for a meal than the ham creation. There's a lot more. There's many items to put together with a ham, like different sides. Whereas
sure.
spaghetti, you got spaghetti, salad, French bread. Boom.
Makes sense to me.
I don't question it.
Yeah,
it's
sounds
about,
good.
It's about family.
Craving spaghetti now.
I guess.
I didn't have breakfast.
We are talking about poison and how to avoid it at any cost. Samantha Lee is our guest. She's director of Minnesota Poison Control Systems in Hennepin County. Also serving with their 1-800 number, Minnesota and North Dakota. Sam, 651-461-9226 if you have a question for Sam. Sam, what is your 800 number again, though? Let's say that. So, you know, people should have that stuck up on their refrigerator, right?
They should. have it on the fridge, save it in your phone. That way when there is an emergency, you don't have to rush and try to figure it out. But it's 1-800-222-1222. And you can, even if you are traveling, you can still call that number. And, you know, that will get you to your nearest poison center to help you out. And there are 55 poison centers across all the states.
55 different poison centers across the state?
Across the United States.
Yes. Got it. Mm-hmm. What kind of training does a person on, you mentioned that they are a pharmacist. I mean, is it more than just pharmacy that they must train to be ready to take any call?
Yeah, for sure. We start with pharmacists because pharmacists are the expert in drugs and medications. And with a bulk of our calls involving medications, that certainly helps a lot. But then our specialists have to go through special training in toxicology to be able to manage these wide variety of calls, whether it's medications, where it can be plants, household products, chemicals, pesticides, or even, you know, snake bites. And so there's a lot of information that they go through several months of intense training to be able to be that poison expert for you on the call.
And you mentioned the wide variety of different substances that a person can run up against. So in this world where we're dealing with, you know, fentanyl and heroin and other drugs on the street, do you get calls from people or talk about the different calls or maybe from people who may have, I want to say, overdosed? I mean, do you deal with that kind of call as well?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do. So we get calls from the public for things that happen at home, but we also get calls from our healthcare professionals from the from the emergency department when people do overdose, whether it's, you know, with their medications, or a lot of times it could also be overdose from opioids. And so those are certainly calls that we do get at the poison center.
And you can be sort of in tandem with a medical doctor and how to treat this, whatever it happens to show up as?
Absolutely. You know, this is one of the great things about the Poison Center is our healthcare providers will call us to discuss the case just because they also know we are the experts in toxicology and the poison. So we will also, again, on talk through the exposure, the you know, what sort of symptoms you expect, and how to manage these patients, and we follow along with the medical team to provide our expertise as they treat the patient.
Hmm. Again, 651-461-9226. Our guest is Sam Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control System, and we're taking your calls as we are in this time of year, today being Easter and other holiday gatherings where someone might get their hands on something that they shouldn't, and either it's a young person or maybe it's an older person who's taken a medication by accident. How often is it deadly, Sam? How often do people, is there something that's fast acting and immediate and hard to counteract and there's a death?
Yeah, unfortunately, deaths do happen, but I would say it's not frequent, fortunately. And so often, you know, when we do have these fatal cases, it tends to be intentional ingestions of large amounts of medications that really just, you know, does a lot of harm to the body. And so we do get some, but I would say it's a pretty low occurrence when in compared to all the calls that we get.
So when someone might be trying to take their own life and they take an entire bottle of something, that's a situation
right.
You might be talking about. Are there drugs
right.
that are there medications or drugs, like prescription drugs, that are more deadly than another? You know, when you get a call about X, is that the one you go, oh my goodness, this is a bad. And we are back for the last half hour of our health hour. My name is Susie Jones. Charlie Weiss at the helm on this Easter Sunday. Got a text, Charlie, from a listener who says, Happy Easter from a Spam Town listener. That would be Austin, Minnesota. Spam True. Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And graduated from Austin High School in 76 and wondered about our family choice to have spaghetti. Writes, huh? Not a Cure 81 ham? So, to my point, ham is, you know.
Do you always have spaghetti? Is that like a family tradition?
I would say that Kathy introduced it as it is an easier choice for a meal than the ham creation. There's a lot more. There's many items to put together with a ham, like different sides. Whereas sure. spaghetti, you got spaghetti, salad, French bread. Boom.
Makes sense to me.
I don't question it.
Yeah,
it's about
good.
It's about family.
Craving spaghetti now.
I guess.
I didn't have breakfast.
We are talking about poison and how to avoid it at any cost. Samantha Lee is our guest. She's director of Minnesota Poison Control Systems in Hennepin County. Also serving with their 1-800 number, Minnesota and North Dakota. Sam, 651-461-9226 if you have a question for Sam. Sam, what is your 800 number again, though? Let's say that. So, you know, people should have that stuck up on their refrigerator, right?
They should. Have it on the fridge, save it in your phone. That way when there is an emergency, you don't have to rush and try to figure it out. But it's 1-800-222-1222. And you can, even if you are traveling, you can still call that number. And, you know, that will get you to your nearest poison center to help you out. And there are 55 poison centers across all the states.
55 different poison centers across the state?
Across the United States.
United States. Yes. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of training does a person on? You mentioned that they are a pharmacist. I mean, is it more than just pharmacy that they must train to be ready to take any call?
Yeah, for sure. We start with pharmacists because pharmacists are the expert in drugs and medications, and with a bulk of our calls involving medication, that certainly helps a lot. But then our specialists have to go through special training in toxicology to be able to manage these wide variety of calls, whether it's medications, where it can be plants, household products, chemicals, pesticides, or even, you know, snake bites. And so there's a lot of information that they go through several months of intense training to be able to be that poison expert for you on the call.
And you mentioned the wide variety of different substances that a person can run up against. So in this world where we're dealing with, you know, fentanyl and heroin and other drugs on the street, do you get calls from people or talk about the different calls or maybe from people who may have, I want to say, overdosed? I mean, do you deal with that kind of call as well?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do. So we get calls from the public for things that happen at home, but we also get calls from our healthcare professionals, from the health, from emergency departments when people do overdose, whether it's, you know, with their medications, or a lot of times it could also be overdose from opioids. And so those are certainly calls that we do get at the poison center.
And you can be sort of in tandem with a medical doctor in how to treat this, whatever it happens to show up as?
Absolutely. You know, this is one of the great things about the poison center is our healthcare providers will call us to discuss the case just because they also know we are the experts in toxicology and poison. So we will also, again, talk through the exposure, the you know, what sort of symptoms you expect and how to manage these patients. And we follow along with the medical team to provide our expertise as they treat the patient.
Hmm. Again, 651-461-9226. Our guest is Sam Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control System, and we're taking your calls as we are in this time of year, today being Easter and other holiday gatherings where someone might get their hands on something that they shouldn't, and either it's a young person or maybe it's an older person who's taken a medication by accident. How often is it deadly, Sam? How often do people, is there something that's fast acting and immediate and hard to counteract and there's a death?
Yeah, unfortunately, deaths do happen, but I would say it's not frequent, fortunately. And so often, you know, when we do have these fatal cases, it tends to be intentional ingestions of large amounts of medications that really just, you know, does a lot of harm to the body. And so we do get some, but I would say it's a pretty low occurrence when in compared to all the calls that we get.
So when someone might be trying to take their own life and they take an entire bottle of something, that's a situation
right.
You might be talking about. Are there drugs
right.
that are there medications or drugs, like prescription drugs, that are more deadly than another? You know, when you get a call about X, is that the one you go, oh my goodness, this is a bad one?
Yeah, there are some, you know, certainly some heart medications can be more concerning. Or like when we talked about opioids, that can certainly be a problem too. But there are just a lot of different, you know, factors that can go into how an overdose would play out. So sometimes it's hard to tell how something would actually end up. And so we work very closely with our healthcare professionals who are the bedside with the patient to really help manage these cases.
651-461-9226. We're talking to Sam Lee with the Minnesota Poison Control System. And we want you to be involved in this as well as we continue for the next 15 minutes or so on the program on this Easter Sunday, talking about different medications that you may take. You mentioned heart drugs. I imagine that they, obviously being for the heart, can either make it go fast or slow it down, which is where the potential for a death might happen.
Right. So, you know, the heart certainly is an important part of, you know, of our body. And so anything that could potentially affect that could be a problem.
And also, if someone has taken something and you didn't see them take it, and they come into the room, are there signs you look out for in terms of, oh my goodness, that person isn't acting normally? What are some of the signs you look for if a person may have taken something and be having a reaction to it?
Yeah, and that's part of the expertise of our poison specialist, because they are able to take the symptoms reported, whether they're drowsy or their heart rate is low or their skin is dry. So taking the different combination of symptoms, they're able to have some ideas of what might be going on and then provide that to the healthcare providers so they can start any treatments necessary.
Okay. We're going to take our final break here, Sam, and when we come back, again, we invite people to text in questions about poison. Maybe someone in your life is gone through this, where they've taken the wrong medicine or found themselves, you know, sick to their stomach and feeling like they might have gotten into something, whether it's a child or an older adult. 651-461-9226. We're back after this. Welcome back. It is just about 7:49 on a Sunday morning, on Easter Sunday morning. My name is Susie Jones, and we'll be with you for the next 10 minutes or so, talking all things health, Charlie Weiss as well. And we have with us on our news line, Samantha Lee, Director of Minnesota Poison Control Systems. And we're talking about ingesting something that you do not want to ingest, whether you're a child and you do it unknowingly with getting your hands on cleaner or a detergent, or whether you're an older person and you are somewhere and you accidentally take the wrong medication. Sam, thanks for sticking around with us today on the radio. We'd love to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And tell me a little bit about the history of the poison control system. And is it system or center?
So our official name, it is the Minnesota Poison Control System.
Yeah.
So we recently actually celebrated our 50th anniversary back in 2022. So we have been serving the whole state of Minnesota for over half a century now. We've been in the basement of Hennepin County Medical Center this whole time and been just a valuable resource for the entire state over these years.
Again, I mentioned, but we'll say it again, 651-461-9226. That is our talk and text line. And if people have a question here with the final minutes of the show, they can jump on. A texter writes this morning, good morning. I'm concerned about the chemicals that are applied to lawns that kill insects and weeds, because this is kind of that time of year. This texter writes, that can't be good for children or pets. Any advice?
Yeah, so I think we sometimes do get calls about those professionally applied pesticides or fertilizer to the lawn. I think the biggest thing is to, number one, follow their directions, because often they will tell you, stay off your grass for 24 hours. And the thing that will really help making sure that the chemicals dry up. And often after that, if you do walk through the grass, it's okay. But what we would just recommend is, you know, while it's a little bit more fresh, if for some reason you get on your skin, you walk through it, just make sure you wash off your skin with soap and water afterwards, just to help minimize any residue that might be sticking on your skin.
Appreciate that texter at 651-461-9226. The texter writes, Happy Easter, Susie. If a person goes to the hospital after an accidental overdose, is pumping the stomach still used as a method to help, or what else is done to try to save a person? Thank you. And thank you for that text question. Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that's often what people first think about when they think about an overdose, going to the hospital and pumping the stomach, which really isn't something that gets done too often. So when people do show up to the hospital, you know, oftentimes, you know, they will get, you know, monitor with their labs, check their heart rhythm, and check their blood pressure, heart rate. And depending on what actually happens, you know, there are things that we can do early on in an exposure, whether it's with that activated charcoal that we talked about earlier. Very rarely will we pump their stomach, but otherwise, oftentimes it's just kind of monitoring the symptoms and treating what happens. And so there are a wide variety of things that can be done in the hospital setting.
All right, very good. Another texter writes, my neighbors always talk about mouse control in their yards. They use a professional exterminator and don't say what's being used. Do you know if this stuff is dangerous to people or pets?
Potentially. You know, I think those can always be a little bit tricky if we don't know exactly what they're applying. So certainly pets or kids could, you know, if they're using a blocks that are set around the home, they could certainly, you know, grab them and eat them. But I think it's always good to, number one, you know, chat with your neighbors if they're applying, to see if they can get information from the exterminator, just to have that product information around. That way, if something happens, we can identify what was ingested.
All right. We have about a minute left. We want to make sure we mention the phone number to call again so that people can have it right there, as you say, in their phone or on their refrigerator.
Yeah.
What is that number?
Yep. It's 1-800-222-1222.
Pretty
of
easy.
That's free, confidential, and 24/7, 365.
Yeah, that's important. A texter writes a short bit ago, don't forget about carbon monoxide detectors in every bedroom and in the kitchen. I mean, that's something that's poisonous that we don't ingest with our hand, but we breathe it in. And how is that another piece of the puzzle?
Absolutely. I love that advice from the listener. Carbon monoxide is known as a silent killer because you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. But especially in the home setting, you know, a lot of time when the weather changes, we get furnace kicks on, or, you know, when you're out home, those can go off without you knowing. And so having those properly batteried carbon monoxide detectors and checking them twice a year.
Great.
That's a key thing.
Thank you so much for your time, Sam. Always a pleasure. We'll have you back on. It is 7:55 on a Sunday morning on CCO.